When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hi, Michael. It's your daughter here. Daughter number two, or child number two, daughter number one, many would say. It's Helen, basically. Basically, I'm just calling because I've been calling quite a lot and haven't heard from you, so it'd be nice if you just called back and just found out what I was up to and, like, what's your news? Like, been following you on social media, but you're not really posting anything. And when you do, it's with one of my siblings, and it's like, I'm still here. It was my birthday. It'd be nice to get a card.
Deleted.
Hello, and welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer, and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood, and of course, daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show. Hello, Helen.
Rosie Jones.
How are you?
I'm doing so good. How are you?
I'm good. I just had my breakfast.
This is what I want to talk to you about.
What?
So every time we podcast, we meet up about 10 a.m.-ish.
Yeah.
And we meet in this one little cafe, which is next to where we're recording these podcasts.
Yeah. A chain.
It's a chain cafe.
But we can't say what. Okay.
It's eight. And there's a lovely woman in there.
Because I wanted to leg it up later on.
Okay, it's a prep.
It's a chain.
It's a chain. Right, so this chain we go into every single morning.
Yeah.
We have a table outside, which is our table.
Our table.
Unfortunately, there's just one table.
Yeah.
And if someone else is sitting there, we move them along.
Yeah, we are raging. What we do is we'll sit down and talk very loudly.
That is you more than me. I'm volume controlled in the morning. No. I just lose it around midday.
Yeah. And then I think today we had a record where they moved on within 10 seconds.
Oh, he saw us walk out and he was like, helmet on, helmet on. So then I was like, oh, you don't have to leave. And he was like, oh, no, I was anyway. Yeah. And it's like, well, if you're just going to go stand next to us.
Yeah.
But I think, so the problem is, right, so Rosie goes to breakfast every morning. Yeah. I have a banana because I'm choosing health and being the change I want to see in the world. But Rosie is in a horrible habit and, like, Jack is just in the corner just trying to not think about it because it is the most repulsive thing of all time. Rosie's got a habit of having beef at 10 a.m. every single day, but not just like a bit of beef, like a pocket of hot beef inside of a flatbread with cheese. It's repugnant.
It's a chili. Cheese, beef, toast.
It's the most disgusting thing you can see someone eat before 10.
I feel like I start my day right.
That's our guest being very rude and not completing my word puzzle.
I don't know
and
how it works.
Ed,
not
please,
told me the
my
system.
Love, you're not even introduced
you
yet.
You don't even... how does it work?
Well, then you would... Give it to me. One right. Second. So you basically, like, can you see that?
Yeah.
So then you need to get a spell a word. So, like...
Yeah, what? To fit in
so
that
it has
space?
To fit in this. The third letters are... You got two and then a one at the end.
But how do you fill in the R letter when you're doing that?
So, like, so ever... Like, you could just put the R in, and then you've got to make sure it fits around it. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that R was already in there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So
I thought you went to university.
R.
Is this on me?
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know how to complete your app. Get on with your podcast.
Don't interrupt again! Sorry, Rosie. You were talking about your morning beef, my love, and then the man starts screaming at you.
I think I'm a busy little lady. So the only chance... More. Yeah.
Jack's yelling at us now. Fucking hell, Jack. Sorry, can women do what they want to do these days or are they going to get screamed at? Fucking bullshit. Continue, my sweetheart. Don't let the men bully you. Fucking 2019, my arse.
So actually, 10 a.m. is my main meal. So...
Honestly, no one's going to agree with that. And then this morning when I'm up with you and you were having your beef and you were just sort of like, oh, so tired yesterday. Oh, doing all those podcasts and going to do my shows. And I was like, yeah, yeah. Like, of course you're tired because you're having a full beef at 10 a.m. It's like, if you eat beef, that's like getting, like, so red wine beef and then bedtime. That's what it is. Like, if you start your day with a banana, but then I eat a banana and you're like, oh, Helen's having a banana. Fuck her. And it's, well, no, I can't win.
Then you get hungry at like 11.
And I have a salad.
I'm all beefed out now.
Yeah, but then you had a bounty. You can't have beef and a bounty and think you're going to be fine all day.
I like a bounty.
This is me giving nutritional information and I, every single... Oh, my God. We're allowed to introduce our guest. Word.
It's word.
That's a really hard word, though, isn't it?
It's one of the main words, I'd
like
say.
How, yeah, but how often do you actually use the word were?
I were using it the other day. So I were.
Fuck you. Right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Our guest today is...
Ed...
Gobble.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Is it normal that you make the guests complete a task before they're allowed to be introduced?
No, you're the first. Yeah. Basically, what's happening is we're realising we do this intro thing and the guest always tries to join in, even
right.
though it's like,
I
don't
see.
Join in.
Yeah.
No. But I swear on every other podcast, they're really respectful. And then with this one...
Here's what I'd say, a little tip. I'd record it before the guest gets there.
I wanted to do that yesterday, but Rosie was like, no.
No, I like it when they're joining.
I think Rosie likes it when I yell, because I get angry right. and she gets to play the sweet little tits in the corner.
I know she's not sweet, don't worry.
Oh, no, Very cute. And then I foxed her. Leave that there. But Ed, it's so nice to have you here.
Thanks very much for having me. Very exciting.
I'm really happy you didn't have to see Rosie eat her beef.
Yeah, what's going on, Rosie? Why are you eating beef?
I really like beef.
It's so anti-2019, though.
Yeah, but cows are yummy.
But how... Is this a new thing? Is this a new phase?
Only before the podcast.
Oh, so it's... So basically because you know it upsets Helen.
Yeah. This, no, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, what will upset Helen? In the same way that whenever we've got time to hang out, she wants to go hang out in the Soho Theatre.
Oh,
and I'm like,
yeah.
That's the last place I want to be ever. Rosie walks in and she's like, but I won't know anyone there. I won't know anyone this time. We'll get work done. She walks in, just puts her hands up. Everyone just starts slow clapping. And I walk in like, I know Rosie too. And then like, even a dog came and hung out with her yesterday. Didn't even fucking look at me. It's the beef smell, guaranteed.
Yeah, no, that's the beef. It must be the beef.
Okay. Killing because I know the bar lady fancies me.
All right. It's always the same
so
with you.
She gets... Yeah.
Is that, she's a snack.
Absolutely devastating.
She's a classic snack.
Mainly, Rosie goes there for the attention she gets.
Yeah.
Which, oh my God, no, Rosie, let me do a segue. It was going to be so good. Oh, it happened again, Jack. Jack, you did it again. And don't laugh at us. We're trying so hard.
I love it.
Right, Helen.
Yeah.
Go.
What? Thank you. Oh my God, Rosie, it sounds like you go to the Soho Theatre just for attention. Oh. Talking, shut up, shut your whole mouth. talking of a, Jack, I'm sorry, that might have peaked a bit, but that wasn't my fault, that was Rosie.
I can see it on the sound waves.
I'm very passionate. Talking of attention, we love attention. We seek it out in our lives all the time, don't we Rosie?
Do,
we actually don't actually have big tits. We just sort of pretend we do
for
the looks.
They're balloons.
Oh, Lord. Ed, do you think you like attention?
I think we all must do if we're comedians, right?
Right. We've had a couple of liars on already.
I can't bear that thing of the comedians who are like, I'm real shy. I'm real shy in normal life. life, and I'm shy when I go onto the stage. Poor me. Shut up.
There are a couple of them, and I feel like the first couple that said it, I believe.
Yeah.
But anyone that's followed suit, I'm like,
it's bullshit.
You're saying that for attention from them, though.
Yeah, exactly. It's bullshit. It's trying to find an angle.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Go, I don't like being on the stage. All these people looking at me. Well, quit then. Quit. Yeah.
There are loads of other great angles as well. Blonde hair and a cracking rack. That's my angle.
There you go.
Working absolutely fine.
It was mine for a long time as well.
Oh, really? Yeah. When did you dye your hair?
It naturally went brown.
Still got a cracking rack though.
Thank
so
you.
No, you're welcome.
Did you get lots of attention when you were a child?
Yeah, I think so. I was only child.
Oh, here we bloody go.
That's it.
Only child for a long time. I've got a half brother and half sister.
Okay.
But they're a lot younger than me. And then I still lived with my mum. It was just me and my mum. So loads of attention.
Yeah.
Right.
Loads of, absolutely love it.
And did you just get it or did you seek it as well?
Oh, I got it and I sought out
good
more.
Good Lord, you're my favourite sort of person.
I'd say. Yeah, I loved a bit of attention.
And at school as well?
At school as well. A lot of drama. Did a lot of acting.
I feel like you were the teacher's favourite kid in the class.
No, I was naughty.
No!
I was a rude little boy. I think I was a rude little boy in a performative way to impress other kids.
Okay.
And then maybe worked out a way of also being nice to the teachers as well. So being like, I'm cheeky, but I'm cheeky in a way that the teachers can get on board with as well.
Yeah. Oh my God. So you flirted with the 40-year-old women that were teaching you?
Oh, yeah. Women. In, man, whoever.
Sorry, miss, I just really fucking like your vibe. Wowzers. Was there anything that you remember particularly doing to show off to other kids? Did you have a move?
Oh, no, not a move. I'd just be an absolute idiot in class. I'd mess around. I remember being told, like, this is the poshest story ever. So in Latin class once.
Fuck off. I've got socks that say carpe fucking do one.
Nice.
My mum bought them for me. Which is Latin for just do it. Like Nike. Right? No, it's close.
This is not funny, but this is an example of quite how sort of hyper and annoying I was. We had a new Latin teacher. It was the first day and she'd obviously come in to like stamp her authority onto the class. And we were reading through the textbook. And I remember there's a, like, you know, they have like little characters in textbooks. Books and you learn about them through like Grumio est in cucina. Grumio is in the kitchen. And I always remember that. Quintus est in horto. Quintus is in the garden.
It's just showing off now, my
Yeah. Right. So there was a character called Rufilla, and as soon as Rufilla was brought up, I went
Rufilla,
and I was sent out immediately.
But were you fine being sent out because everyone was looking at you?
Oh yeah, you got a massive laugh, and it was funny how quickly she sent me out. I just did that. She'd not even met me. I went, Rufilla. Yeah. She went, get out.
Oh, I think she used you to just show her authority.
Definitely.
She was like, great. He's a dickhead. Ow.
And then you go home and you say, Mama was just being funny and they sent me out. She's like, my little prince. No.
No, she knew exactly what I was like. There was none of that my little prince stuff. She was like, you're an absolute idiot.
Were you in like the school nativity?
I was in, so probably the first school I went to, I did a nativity, but I think I seem to remember I played a drummer.
Oh, no.
It was one of those nativities where they were like, we've run out of characters. Yeah. We need to add drummers into it.
Oh, you got pied off.
Yeah. So I think I wore one of my mum's cardigans, which was like red with gold buttons, and I played a drummer.
What was the role? Just drumming?
Just drumming in the background corner of the nativity. Just while she was giving birth, just keeping a rhythm. Push, push.
Oh, Ed, you say you got attention as a child, but I don't think you did.
Hey, look, the roles got better after
that. Don't raise your voice.
you can talk. You've peaked the sound waves.
Oh, just because Rosie was being an absolute cunt. That's not my fault. She raised her voice to me.
The roles got better after that, Helen.
Okay, talk us through them.
I played the caterpillar in Alice in Wonderland.
Not great, right?
Whoa. Oh, it's an impact. It's an impact role.
Yeah, but it's quite towards the end of the play. You'd only need for like a couple of the rehearsals.
Yeah, but
it's not Alice.
I'm an impact player. I go in there. I deliver my lines. Bang! I'm the one everyone remembers. That's always been
do
the case with
they?
Me in acting.
Because I don't remember the caterpillar.
Well, then you haven't watched it.
He's the druggy one.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they're all quite druggy, aren't they?
Who are you? And I did it in a tunnel that you would have, like a child's play tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
So someone made me that. So I was basically sat in the tunnel with like, they put like caterpillar spots on it and I was sat on a big toadstool.
Oh, actually, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm a fan of that.
Did you have a lot of friends?
No, that's perfect. Sorry, were you popular?
Girl, my love. I don't know if you were.
I think I was, actually. I think I had a lot of friends. Helen does not look convinced.
No, I think you're like, I think you're popular now. I just think that
I was.
Cool.
I think I was in just about in the cool group.
Just about.
Here's how I define it. I've defined it before. I was invited to all the parties, but I wasn't invited to the gatherings.
Okay, right. I know the level you're at. That's actually quite a nice place to be in.
Yeah. So I was at all the big ones, but as soon as it was like, oh, what are we doing tonight? It's like, oh, there's a gathering. It's like, okay, everyone's getting off with each other and I'm not invited.
But you were aware the party was an addition for the gathering?
Yeah, so yeah, I knew I was on the long guest list, but once it got shortened down. Yeah.
I think that's around that age when you're aware of the parties and gatherings where you need to have something good at the party to make sure you're invited to the gathering.
Yeah.
And that's where me and my friend Anna Grant figured out that she could lie on the floor, kick her legs up, and we could she could like hang off my body and we could drum each other's bums in a circle. And fuck me, did the boys love that. And we perfected that skill.
That wouldn't have got you into the good gatherings at my school.
What school did you go to?
King's College School, Wimbledon.
Well, like,
it was a boys' school. You wouldn't have got in anyway.
Oh, 6 foot one with a broad back. A pretty good fucking chance, actually. Fucking telling us what we can do. Bloody hell. Bloody hell.
You sound exactly like all the boys I went to school with.
Do I?
Bloody hell.
Oh, bloody hell. Where's my canoe? Do posh people canoe? I don't know. I'm panicking.
Yeah, we had to whitewater raft to school.
No. Because there is water in Wimbledon.
Yeah. But, you know, the school's not in a river.
Oh, my God. Were you around the time when that Wimbledon strangler was going on?
No.
That strangling or decapitation. What was it?
That?
Wimbledon Common. They found a head or something.
Yeah, it started shortly after I started at the school and finished when I left. So
exciting.
Interesting.
Do you think there was a link?
Not saying.
So because it was a boys' school, what did you feel about girls? Were they like...
What did I feel about them?
Yeah.
In your penis.
Secret feelings.
Were they like scary or did you seek them out?
I mean, this is lost on a podcast, but Rosie's doing the creepiest hand gesture I've ever seen in my life. Seek them out, where she sort of grabs at the air and pulls it towards her.
I don't think it's creepy. I think she's just disabled, Ed, and having a
bit. All right. Sorry. Is that what you do? Do you need help?
Yeah. It's a spasm.
Oh, shit. Oh, I get it wrong all the time.
Don't be embarrassed, though.
There were, like, girls' schools nearby as well. So we were, like, we used to hang out on Wimbledon Common with girls and stuff.
Fuck. Do you remember your first one that you were like, I need to get her to look at me?
Yeah, all of them immediately. I need you all to look at me now, and that'll do, to be honest. Just have a little look.
I don't want to make like a general assumption, but I feel like boys that go to all boys schools, because I live quite close to an all boys school, mm-hmm. Salesian College, and they all looked quite similar. So how do you stand out from the pack, though?
I was I mean, I did stand out from the pack. I was quite overweight.
I'm going to set the scene quickly. You're on Wimbledon Common.
Yeah.
It's 2005. 2004?
No, we're way earlier.
Oh, my bad. 2002.
Okay, we'll go with 1999. No, that would have been later. 2002 is a good
year. Well, I said that one already.
You didn't correct me the first time. Yeah.
2002, correct, Helen.
I'm not good
Thank
at math.
You, Ed.
I'm not good at math.
No, but just, you know what I mean? I'm good at it. Just like working yourself. 2002. We said 2002 now.
Okay.
2002. We're on Wimbledon Common. There's heads everywhere.
Yeah.
There's a killer on the loose. No connection.
Yeah.
We think.
We hope.
There's a group of boys.
Yeah.
They're all dressed the same. They're white water rafting gear.
Yeah.
They've left it in their lockers at school. There's a group of girls. Short skirts, Britney Spears style.
Oh,
ties,
yes.
But fat, chubby little ties.
Yeah.
You're in a group. They're in a group.
Yeah.
They keep on glancing over.
Yeah.
You need to stand out.
Yeah. Well, I stood out by being quite overweight and I dressed differently. I was a bit of a goth sort of metalhead.
Fucking brilliant.
Had a leather trench coat.
Oh, great.
Leather trench coat and boots, like biker boots with flames on them.
No, you did not.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Black nail varnish quite often.
Really?
Dyed my hair black now and again, yeah.
Eyeliner.
I didn't really veer down. Maybe a couple of times, but I didn't really go for the eyeliner. But yeah, definitely black nail varnish.
I did not see that coming.
Right. I was, yeah. Well, it's still the sort of music that I like, but I just got rid
of the
look.
You're wearing a pink hoodie with Betty Boop on it.
Yes, I've changed my look.
It's a confident change. Were you called like Ed the Goth? Because there was one goth in our time. We called him Gavin the Goth.
No, it was because we were kind of all into that sort of music for a bit. And then everyone had that phase. And then everyone else got out the phase. And I just stayed in the phase.
Oh, no. I like the phase.
Yeah.
Do you remember that moment when they all moved on and you were like, come on guys, let's mosh, let's mosh, and they're like, no, come on, it's Mambo Number Five time. Yeah, they mosh to it.
We were all along, we wouldn't come, and they were dressed like Lou Bega. No, I think it was kind of all right. I think that was just my thing. I didn't get called Ed the Goth
to your face, my
to
love
to my face. Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
I think I look for attention, though. With it, I just got it. So that's probably why I'm balanced.
I gave it to you, though, my love. Yeah. I've got to stop with this my love thing. It's so bad. Oh, my little prince.
My love. You were bullied, my love.
Oh, you were so lonely. So lonely. And you're laughing now, but you're crying as well.
I was very humorous as a child as well.
Yeah, well, the R thing wasn't that funny.
When did you work out you were funny?
That was a good question.
Really good question.
Thank you.
But it really takes away from it if someone says it was a good question.
Oh.
I find. If you're watching like Parkinson or something and he asks a question and goes, just before you answer, just want to say, very good question from me.
Can I make this clear? Me and Rosie have been doing this for a while now, and Jack said to the other office that he thought we were the best podcast he has.
Yeah.
How many other podcasts have you got, Jack?
None.
He's got at least four.
Five more.
And we're the best.
What are those other podcasts?
Bad news.
Just the sound of a pig being killed.
Even though my agent last night was like, and are you being nice to the producer? Are you and Rosie being nice to the producer? And I was like, yes. Like, he's very sweet on his emails. He's very sweet, Helen. And I was like, yes. And she's like, you're being good. I was like, what the fuck do you think I'm doing to him?
Yeah.
He's fine. He was taller when we first met him, but that's nothing to do with me. Why do I have a reputation as being like a bit like violent? Because I'm not.
You are.
No, I'm actually quite like, I'm zen.
You hit me.
You ran into my fist.
Yeah.
She ran into my fist 9 times. Sorry, Ed, do you want some attention?
Yes, please, thank you.
Can you answer Rosie's bad question?
I enjoyed the question very much.
Thank you.
I've heard things about myself as a child that have made me laugh when I've heard about them in retrospect that I've done them. So I developed use of language before really I developed how to control my own bowels. So
So
my mum tells me about a specific incident where I stood at the bottom of the garden and said, Mother, I appear to have pooed in my pants.
Oh God, that's fucking terrifying. And then just waited for her to deal with it. Oh my God.
Just like an erudite baby. Just shit myself.
I mean, it would appear.
Appear?
Yeah.
Appear.
Yeah.
Appear.
One would have to check.
to a poo in my pants.
I once
there has been a turn of events.
I once shit myself when my mum has this friend called Jeremy who's like this big hippie, yeah. like grows his own grass, smokes it, yeah. and like long hair, big beard. And like I was a tiny little baby and he came to the door and I was there with my mum and I just looked at him and just went, just exploded. Like the pure shock of the look of him. I was like, I'll shit myself. It's a defense mechanism. And weirdly, still do that to this day.
Poor Jeremy.
He's fine. He's very relaxed. You must have shit yourself as a baby a lot. Rosie,
no,
tell us a poo story.
Believe it or not, bowels were the thing I had down.
Like, how you eat beef at 10 a.m.
I could do absolutely fuck all. Like I couldn't move, I couldn't walk, but I could talk. And one day I went, Mommy, I want to use a grown-up toilet. Boom. Done.
No. Yeah. Just like that?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
So good.
That's amazing.
Can't talk, can't walk, can't eat soup, but I can poo.
Can eat beef, though.
I can eat. Great.
That's amazing because I remember nearly pooing myself in year four, which is too old.
No.
That was more because I didn't want to put my hand up and tell the teacher I wanted to go to the toilet. And
I was bad at that. I was bad. Like, even now, I'll be like, oh, I need to go to the toilet, but I can leave
it. I don't
want to
say.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? I don't know what it is. I think it's just having like one teacher when you're younger that makes it very clear about toilets at break times.
Yeah.
And then that's it. It gets in your head. Plus, no one wants to go to the toilet in year four because that girl I spoke about yesterday, she was smearing poo on the toilet walls.
What?
No joke. And then when I read the psychopath test as an adult,
yeah.
rectal digging it's called.
Yeah. Rectal digging?
Yeah, it's the actual thing. You put your finger at your bum and you pull out poo and it's a sign of a psychopath. You then smear it on the walls. No fucking joke. And
poo.
That was on our year four toilet walls.
Yeah. Poo is it?
Seriously, what are the other podcasts?
But seriously, Google rectal digging, my love. It's a pandemic.
I am not. I will tell you this now for a fact. I am never Googling rectal digging.
I'll send you a document.
Do not send me a document. I've cancelled my...
The thing is, because my dad works in poo, so I know a lot about poo.
Your dad works in poo?
Yeah, he works at a sewage farm at the poo screens.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So he does do rectal digging, but
in he doesn't rectal dig, but he knows, like, he's done a lot with poo, with his own poo. Yeah. My dad, this is
his own poo.
Have I told the story about the time that he was thought he was a really good engineer?
No.
This is his favourite anecdote to tell about himself because he thinks it comes across good about himself. But my dad was in a shower and he pooed because he couldn't make it to the toilet. He said,
"Right,
but, like it's
already,
next door."
Already, yeah, a weird already story. A question. Yeah.
But thing is, the poo was just sitting there in the shower. So clearly it wasn't an emergency poo because that would have been more liquid.
Yeah, it was just a solid log.
Yeah, it was a solid poo.
So he must have...
So he
did
was
he squat
like,
for
what
it
do
in the
I...
Shower?
No, no, no. He was sanding.
Or did it just drop out? It wouldn't drop out like a perfect log if you were stood
down,
there.
He must have bent down for a soap. I don't know.
Just while I'm down here picking up the shower gel?
Well, basically a log.
Curl out a full perfect log.
And then he was like, what do I do? It's not coming down, right. Obviously. So he used his brain.
Yeah.
He's not thick as Michael. Not thick. And he mashed it down with his big toe, which is the best mashing time. And he tells that story like, I'm a fucking clever engineer, me.
Unbelievable that he tells that story at all. Really,
as a good story for him. Because he thinks it's as clever, but it's just a story about the time he shit in a shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also wants to cut poo with his own fingers, turn them into scissors. Like his two fingers.
My friend Pete.
He's single.
Well, he's busy with his poo, isn't he? He doesn't have time for My friend Pete, on the first day of university, everyone was moving into halls. And he went into the... There was a big queue for the toilet on his corridor.
Yeah.
And it was queue. Queue for the toilet, and he went in into a massive shit, and it wouldn't flush.
Oh no!
Right, and there were like two toilets on the corridor, and he knew there was a big queue, so he just waited and waited and waited. Right, he waited and he like looked out, and there was no one there, and he picked it up and thought, "I'm gonna just take it through to the other toilet."
Oh.
and flush it down there because there's no way I can let anyone see that. And he went out and then like a girl came around the corner. He had a shit in his hand.
Oh my God.
And he said, "Hello, I'm Peter."
He introduced himself with a name.
"Hello, I'm Peter." At least make up a name.
Oh my God, say you're visiting. Say you're visiting. "Hello, I'm Peter. I live in room 12. This is my store."
Whereas we all know now, he should have mashed it down with his big toe.
Yeah. No, not down a toilet. That's when you go in with your fingers, you cut it up and let it flush in pieces.
Yeah.
Give Peter a number. I'll keep him straight. We honestly, it doesn't look like it, but we're trying so hard.
I love it. I'm loving the vibe.
This is genuinely an A for effort.
At times, it feels like I've been invited onto like two sisters doing a radio show in their bedroom, and you've gone, "Let's interview our family members." Like I've come over for lunch with your parents, and you've just gone, "Come up here, Uncle Ed. We're doing a radio show."
Did you ever?
That's my pen. Give it back.
No, but it's a nice pen. Look, it's a purple gel.
There you go.
And also, it's not my pen. I stole it from my mum's. So, thank you, Mum. Ed, you little attention whore. Do you think you got into stand-up because you wanted attention?
Oh, great.
I'm sure.
No, you can't say good question because Ed's Uncle Ed's got a problem with it. Oh, no, Mum, Uncle Ed's pulled out his penis again.
I do like attention. yeah, almost certainly. I do comedy because I was always a little geek about comedy. Like, I love comedy. Yeah, I used to, when I was 16, I used to go to the Laughing Horse Wimbledon Club and sit in the front row. But partly I think that was because I like comedy and also I like the attention of the comedians taking the piss out of me.
Yeah. Because even now you look at the front row and you're like, "You want me to talk to you?"
Yeah, exactly.
You can tell when someone has had to sit there because there's no other seats left. Because I, weirdly, out of all the attention I do love, I can't stand sitting in the front row.
Oh,
Even the idea of the comedian being able to make eye contact with me. This is before I even started doing stand-up myself. I was like, I just can't. Because I assume I'm going to ruin it for them or I'll just lie.
Yeah. Like, I was like, yeah, I'm going to sit right up front. It's
but
gonna
were
be
you
really
self-assured
fun.
Enough that whatever they said you were absolutely fine with?
No, I probably outwardly would be like fine with it. But good. Yeah, it probably hurt inside. Yeah, sure.
But you lost the weight.
Yeah, I lost the weight. It was fine.
Did you try to be funny?
I think looking back, I probably did.
Yeah.
Now, if I saw like a video of myself in the front row of a comedy club, it would probably be fucking painful.
Yeah.
I'd be like, "Oh, stop it, you absolute dick." Like, I was probably a really nightmarish audience member. But I used to love my 18th birthday party. We had there was like a comedy night.
Really? No way.
Yeah.
Where at?
It was Jongleurs Battersea at this time.
No.
Yeah.
And that was for your birthday?
That was my birthday.
Oh, you know what? I think there is like... I think like this generation of comics, like your generation, like the one above us, are the first group who have like come up being like, we were raised watching it live.
Yeah.
I don't think it happened before that because there's so many like, particularly now, like, I'm sure you're like, you don't do open mics anymore, but like on the open mic scene, there's a lot of guys who like just know everyone's specials, everyone's shows. They know the names of everyone's shows.
Yeah.
They could tell you what venue some of them are in.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They just... love it, and it has been their world since they were like 13, 14, which is so nice because then when they get to the open mics, because they're so naturally unsocialized humans, like they haven't really seen much daylight,
they spend bullied
awfully
watching,
at school, just
comedy,
like
right?
you,
poor Ed.
Oh, poor little Ed Gamble. Oh, no, bless him. Always crying again, always going to the comedy show all alone. No, you're absolutely fine though. But these boys, they're so unsocialized, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and they get to comedy, they're just like, they meet the other one of them.
Yeah.
And it's just so good.
That's the exciting thing, I think, but, when you start doing comedy.
Yeah, you meet your people.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
But they're not you, because you are very funny. But
what are you saying about the boys on open mic?
But like, some of them love comedy so much. They forget that they need to be funny.
Have you seen all the like little impressionist comedians who like are like other comedians? There's like five Stuart Lees going around at the moment who I fucking love so much.
But that's been going on for a while. The Stuart Lee the Stuart Lee influence is very heavy in the open mic circuit, I think. James Acaster now as well.
A lot of James Acaster.
I've
gone for Hillary Clinton as my style.
Nice.
Yeah, it's working out really fucking well. Just got on stage and I've never listened to one of her speeches. I'm sure they're good.
Not that good.
Oh, Rosie! Oh. And once again, she's sexist. It's absolutely ridiculous. Well, Ed, I think you get attention. I think partly because you are a very handsome man for a comedian.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. For a comedian.
That's nice.
I'll take that. Yeah, yeah.
I heard you say it and I'll take it.
Yeah, I heard you say it and I'll take it.
It's
so great. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, Ross.
I feel like you haven't had to fight for attention. Only child. Yep. Lived with your mum. Mm-hmm. You know, you would just say to her, I've shit myself, mother. And she'd be like, no worries, son. I'm coming with the Andrex. Is that a good impression? I don't like, is she English?
Yeah, she's English. Yeah.
Good guess.
What would you have done if I'd said, no, she's Japanese?
100% would have gone for it.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
So we talked a bit about.
No, I was psychoanalyzing him. Oh. But don't do the wounded puppy sound. She's fine.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was saying.
Oh no.
But your mum. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, my attention span is
such
not
a pleasure
very good.
To be on.
You're not done.
FM.
Yeah. It's the Helen and Rosie show. Thank you. We like pick and mix the ponies. Honestly, that coffee is just that. I'm loopy. I was saying something about attention.
Yeah.
You know what? You go for it. I'm going to have a bit more of this coffee.
So, we talked a lot about, well, a bit about your mum.
Yeah.
What about your dad? Did you get on?
Yeah, we get on. He's, I'm sort of glad I grew up with my mum.
Yeah.
Because I think I am like my dad, but I want to sort of not go full dad.
No.
It's nice to have a little bit of balance, isn't it? No, we get on very well. He's probably the one I get the most material out of as opposed to my mum. My mum's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Nice lady, good lady. My dad is lovely, but also an absolute idiot. So
great.
My dad's an idiot too.
Yeah. So he's never mashed poo down the drain with his big toe.
Well, that's not a stupid thing. That's smart.
Oh no, it's genius.
What was supposed to do? Leave it there or carry it around like pee?
Shit in the toilet, like my dad.
Your dad shit in a shower at some point. I guarantee.
He slept in a skip once.
Yes, yeah, so this is the level of idiocy we're talking about.
Yeah.
When he was a dad or before he was a dad?
No, this is before he was a dad. He very proudly told me that he used to row. He was a member of London Rowing Club, so like just down on the embankment near Putney. And they went out one night and he was like, I've got to get up for training at 6 a.m. And it was like 11. And he was like, well, no point going all the way home.
Wait, 11 p.m?
Yeah.
That's not late enough.
No.
That's not. If we're talking 3 a.m. and there's three hours.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, he slept. But he still needs a good 7 hours sleep, right?
Was there like a mattress in the skip?
I've got no idea. I didn't go into details. Once you're in a skip, I think that's pretty much it, isn't it?
It's different. I would like to know the details. I am very curious about this now. Did your dad come and see you in like the plays? Did he come see the Caterpillar Boy?
Yeah, he's seen all the plays. He came to see me play in an orchestra as well once.
Oh, you went in the orchestra. What? You were bullied. You were.
Oh,
okay, can you guess what instrument I play?
I think it's the oboe, and I don't want it to be true.
No.
Tuba.
No.
Or was it the drums because of the drummer boy?
No.
Flute.
Oboe, you're sort of on the right
clarinet.
Path.
Clarinet.
Think bigger.
Flute.
Saxophone.
No, think bigger and less brassy.
Recorder.
No.
Trumpet.
You're getting smaller.
Bassoon.
Bassoon.
No.
I used to play the bassoon
in
the orchestra.
Oh, mate, that is quite a posh boy.
It's proper posh, isn't it?
What songs did you play?
Oh, I was rubbish as well.
No.
It's even worse, isn't it? Like, at least if I could rip out like a Hendrix solo on the bassoon, it'd be all right.
It's such a big instrument. It's such a statement.
Yeah. It's such a clumsy instrument as well. But I've played it in a show since then.
Have
so I've got something out of it, yeah.
Good reviews?
Oh yeah, not bad actually. Excellent. Probably one of my best shows.
Yeah. My sister was learning the cello for a while. Yeah. And she's autistic and she's got a low mental age. My parents are like, she can learn the cello if she wants.
Yeah.
Fucking nightmare. You have never heard anything worse than an angry 10-year-old autistic girl going, I'm done! Bullshit, waste of my time! Absolute fucking
the string there. Instruments are surely the ones that sound the worst for longest until you get good at them, right?
Yeah, 100%.
The bassoon sounds funny when you're shit at it.
Yeah.
Don't think it would be funny for your parents, though.
Well, no. It got stolen in the end, the bassoon.
No!
So I was going to give up. No, not
by all
bully.
The other boys at school. It was all the other boys at school. I'll see you at one of the parties, not the gatherings.
I'll bring the bassoon to the gathering. Would that get me into the gathering? It's someone's birthday. I'll happily play Happy Birthday.
Oh, but it got stolen.
Yeah, it got stolen. I was giving up anyway because I was rubbish at practicing.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even
give a shit actually when it got stolen. It wasn't even sad. And our house got broken into and they took the bassoon. Not bad.
Just the bassoon.
Yeah. It's really weird. And there was no sign of a break-in. And my mum didn't seem surprised by it at all. She was like, well, they've taken the bassoon anyway, bye.
Oh, her little prince.
And I was like, oh no, mum, please come over here and wipe my bum.
I'm only 16.
So good.
Was it? Right, Ed, I think you have a lovely relationship with both your parents.
Thank you.
I think you get the right amount of attention that you deserve. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it fulfills you. I feel like you did go through a goth phase, which probably was, in some ways, a cry for attention.
Sure.
But you stuck with it, so clearly it wasn't, because you weren't trying to fit in as well. So, to be honest with you, I think you're doing really well, boy.
Thanks so much.
No, seriously.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to turn it over to Daddy for you to get your full appraisal.
I am Daddy.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Are you okay with that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you go for it.
Yes, Daddy. Thank you.
Great.
Yes, Daddy Jones.
No.
Just Daddy.
No.
Just Daddy.
She has made it very clear.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I said Daddy.
Sorry, Daddy.
Great. So,
I, for some reason today, I'm just thinking about the beef and the daddy, and it's really upsetting me, but carry on.
Daddy loves a bit of beef. So, as Daddy, I am very proud of my little boy, Eddie.
You have to look at her, please, and respect her. Why does everyone cover their face?
So this is the weirdest thing that's ever happened on the podcast.
It's weird.
Put your penis away and listen to your father.
And I think the first thing I'd do as Daddy would, I would take you, I will march you to a music shop, and we will get my little boy Eddie the best oboe in the goddamn town.
Do you mean bassoon? Do you mean bassoon, or am I playing the oboe now?
You'll play whenever she fucking buys you. She's buying you an instrument. Just be grateful. She did mean bassoon as well. It's the beef that's gone to her head. She's got mad cows. What's it called? Mad cow disease? Yeah. She's got mad cow disease. Let's disinfect our relays and have a party.
No, you are playing the oboe.
The oboe, right?
It's a cute instrument. Sexy boys play it. Yeah, my friend Chris did.
Is it the same kind of?
No, an oboe's a lot smaller, but it's in the woodwind family, isn't it?
Sure, yeah. Bassoon's like a massive oboe, really.
Fine, I'll buy you two oboes.
That's very generous.
Thank you, Daddy.
Good.
And we will go to the gathering and you'll be the best boy there.
Yeah.
And I am very proud of you.
Thank you, Daddy.
As your... I'm going to be your stepfather for the sake of
okay.
this. As your stepfather, I am proud of you. Mm. You've made some choices, which I think, you know, just a bit pathetic and lame the course of your life. Seeing the caterpillar as a big role just shows there's a lack of ambition in you.
Impact part.
Son. It's not...
It's an impact role.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not the Mad Hatter. No. We had Nish Kumar here the other day, and he was in Waiting for Godot at the age of 13.
He played the boy in Waiting for Godot. Yeah. I know this. That is not even a proper part in Waiting
for Godot. It's a proper play.
Listen, I've been in proper plays as well, but you can't tell me that the caterpillar is a shit role and then say the boy in Waiting for Godot is a good role.
Main part.
It's not a main part. It's one of three.
Do you want to give us your Twitter and Facebook and Instagram?
Ed Gamble Comedy.
Thank you. On all three?
On Twitter and, yeah, but I don't... Facebook, I don't really...
Okay, well, just don't use Facebook then.
I don't.
And everyone already follows you who's listening to this realistically. Yeah. But thank you for being on the Helen and Rosie show. from Helen and Rosie's bedroom.
Right, do you want to plug anything?
I'm extending my tour into the autumn, so from October onwards to the end of the year, come and see me on tour.
I want to see it. I haven't seen your new show yet.
Come and see it.
I do. I really want to come see it. I'm going to find out a way to come and heckle you. No, I won't. Thank you so much for coming
on. Thanks for having me. It was really fun.
You can now leave our bedroom from the Helen and Rosie show. Bye-bye.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hello, Jessica Foster, QHTV's Rosie Jones here. Asking you if you want to come in and chat to me and Helen Bauer. She's lovely. She's not as funny as me. But don't tell her that. And we want to get to know who you were as a little, little girl. Okay, get back to me. Bye-bye.
Deleted.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift-giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.